Blog Talk Radio.
There's a lady in my hometown, Jackie Reed is her name. Keeping politicians straight is her claim to fame. She tells them when they're wrong, and she tells them when they're right. When they see her coming, she's not a welcome sight. So you better tell her the truth, she's a walking lie detector. They throw everything at her, her strength is her rejecter. Now they've all learned to say, good morning, Jackie, ma'am. Hope you're elected mayor here in Huntsville, Alabama. Jackie Reed, she stays on the case. She hits them with the hammer of truth at a rapid pace. Her questions are too much for them, they can't keep it straight. She's a lady you can love or a lady you can hate. Now Jackie's running for mayor to keep our city clean. So let's help her win the battle, she'll always intervene. For the people of our city, she gives her love and time. So Jackie, that you care, a vote of thanks would be so fine. There'll never be another like Jackie Reed. She's a dedicated citizen and she knows what Huntsville needs. She tells the city council and the school board too what our problems are and what they need to do. Jackie Reed, she stays on their case. She hits them with the hammer of truth at a rapid pace. Her questions are too much for them, they can't keep it straight. She's a lady you can love or a lady you can hate. If you want to know what our problems are, just talk to Jackie Reed. She'll tell you exactly what our city needs. Jackie does her homework before she presents her case. She's an expert at putting the city council in its place. Standing up for Huntsville is something Jackie loves, but she never gets credit for all the work she does. She volunteers lots of hours because she loves Huntsville. She's one of a kind, she's the real deal. Jackie Reed, she stays on their case. She hits them with the hammer of truth at a rapid pace. Her questions are too much for them, they can't keep it straight. She's a lady you can love or a lady you can hate. There ain't no doubt about it, Huntsville wouldn't be the same without a special lady, and Jackie Reed is her name.
Okay, in this episode of The Grassroots Mouthpiece, I talk with Huntsville, Alabama Community Watchdog and mayoral candidate Jackie Reed. Many people say that what impresses them about Jackie Reed is her love for everyone. Jackie wants to open up city politics by way of transparency. We need more watchdogs of politicians like Jackie Reed in the community. Okay, good morning, Ms. Reed. How are you doing?
Good morning, Marcus. How are you? Hey, that song. Thank you for playing my song.
Oh, okay. I love that song. I love that
George
song.
George Wells from South Huntsville wrote that for me and put the music and everything to it. And I really appreciate it.
Yeah, that was a nice little piece. Yeah, it was a nice little piece.
Well, you got a choice. You love her or you hate her. You got a choice.
Yeah, that's it. And that's how I feel about it when it comes down to my politics. Now tell us what's really gotten under your skin about the politics in Huntsville, especially in that mayor's position.
Well, I've been going for 30 years and I probably missed 10 meetings. And the hands-on and what happens and how our city's working. And I love this city and I love these people. We got beautiful people and it's a beautiful city. And this is probably my, I see Joe Davis I ran against and Hedinger I was in there and Spencer was in there. Now I'm up with Paddle Valley. And I endorsed Tommy Battle the first 4 years, remember? I caused a runoff between he and Loretta. And I just feel like that. Well, they got in a runoff when Loretta and Tommy ran, and I ran. They got in a runoff, and then I endorsed Tim, and he beat her. All my people went in that direction. So, and I thought the
okay,
first 4 years.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. That was one of the very first things I wanted to ask you. From the moment that you had endorsed him and then to the moment where I guess you feel he might have let you or let the city down, what was the point where you said you can't support Tommy Battle no more? What happened?
I got to support me because I've been watching him, and I think, I don't know, the quality of life and empty buildings, and we need more police officers, buildings built in all the neighborhoods, and I think we're just growing too fast, and I'd like to see a change, and I have some different ideas from what all the rest of them has had, and I like growth. Believe me, I like growth in the city, and but the taxpayers can't pay for all the growth. You know what I'm saying? We have got to. I'd like to set up committees of the citizens that's lived here for a long time. Sometimes the urban developers come in from out of town, and I don't know who's running the city. That's my point. I can't yet figure out who's got their hands on the city and running it. Now you ask me about
I mean, hopefully, we can talk about that. Hopefully, it's not the same people. Hopefully, the people that's running the city are not the same people who are getting 20 and 30 years free rent and tax breaks. Hopefully, they're not the ones running, because if they're coming in and they're doing all that, you might as well say they bought the city.
Well, we got Downtown Inc., and we've got still got the downtown redevelopment. And, of course, I don't see public involvement, I think, is my problem. I think the public has got to have a say. I'd like to see a committee form of young professionals, a committee form of the older. We have some intelligent people in this city. I'd like to form a committee with them and let them get separate ideas out here. And then I'd like a women committee out here. Women's got different ideas. And, you know, sort of collaborate and get it all together and see what you think and how direction you think Huntsville needs to go. Because I think their ideas of being here and living here would be good. And
yes, it would be good, but the problem, you know, one of the problems with that is you're not going to find, I mean, is the city supporting any kind of committees like this, or is it any of these 501c3 political groups? A bunch of them are a bunch of rotten vegetables, if you ask me. But some of these political organizations, I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans, and even undeclared. But I don't think they really support the millennials, the young people. I don't think they support them. And part of the problem is exactly what you said. We don't have enough community participation. If more people participated and got in there, then they wouldn't be up to all these shenanigans.
Yeah, you're right. Now, that's right statement right there. Not enough locals and don't know what's going on, you know, before it happens. And it's their money, the taxpayers' dollars, that's paying for all this stuff. And I think you were right there. And I think we're developing a little bit too fast. We need to slow down and meet with the planners. And, you know, when I go to that council on Thursday night, that's the first time I see a lot of this stuff. And if you don't go to council meetings, you can't read the wording on it, what's going on. I've asked for the dollar figures to be put on there and what we're doing with the money, you know, but that's not happening.
Yeah, I'm like you. I don't see anything wrong with development, but not a few people I was talking to, and we came to the same conclusion. Okay, it's growing fast, but in which direction? It's not growing north.
We're not growing
too fast over there. Over there, they're going behind. And so I don't see, yes, it's going good, but there's a segment being left out, and that's North Huntsville. And that's why Battle or you or whoever gets that position, they need to come up with a plan for North Huntsville. If they can't, I mean, especially if he's got some type of aspiration and wet dreams about running for a state political office, he's got a mark on him, and that mark is North Huntsville.
We got to mark and take care of this city before he runs for any more offices. I have worked at Ryan's, and I
talk about. Well, a lot of times, Yeah, I said that to say this is a lot of times when a person, I'm not just saying him or if it is him that fits, but a lot of times when a politician gets into the position and ain't looking forward, it's a lot of things they're not looking at. You know, yes, of course, the politician should be worried about their local politics, but sometimes they're more worried about their power, and they're not going to care about, you know, the other part.
Why does power go to people's head? What's all this about, this money and power thing? I've been fighting 30 years, and I've yet to figure out, why does this all change?
It's a personal problem. When you want to stay in there forever and when you want to sell people down the road just so you can get to the next level, it's a personal problem. It's a need. You know, it's like you got a big old hole on the inside of you. You can't never do enough shady deals. You can't never step on enough people. You can't never forget entire populations enough to fill that hole up. It can be very dangerous.
I think they got holes in their pocket for money. Sometimes I think they got holes in their pocket for money.
Yeah, and you got people willing to throw money down their pocket, too. That's the kind of people that will come in and buy your city. Now, what's some of the things you would do to grow Huntsville?
I'm going to tell you that's one of them. I'm going to read some of my brochures here, but you don't know too much about me. Can I read a little of that?
I know about you. I know about you very well. my listeners may not.
I've been in Huntsville since 58. I've seen a lot of changes. And I've educated two children in Huntsville City Schools, both degrees, and you got two grandchildren. I worked in 25 years in the aerospace industry for like Teledyne Brand, United Technology, and they were contractors. But I did work there. And I got a broker's real estate license. It's inactive. And I had a Deborah's Clothesline named after my daughter. It's a clothing store that was up on Jordan Lane. I hosted a live Jackie Reed TV talk radio. Writer for Speaking Out News, that's a great paper. He's let me get my stress out writing for him over the years. 15 years I've written for him. And then I was on the Today Show as a loser, you know that. But anyway, everybody thinks. And then I've been to counseling going for 30 years and missed probably 10 meetings. And I call hands-on government of knowing what's going on. But the city employees and the public, if I'm elected, they'll have a voice. I got all my information from the people, the teachers, the county employees, and the city employees. They don't have a voice out here. They're not allowed to talk. And I think that's wrong. It's just like my boss when I worked at Ryan's. Everybody tells me the chicken's raw, and I'd go tell him. He said, how come you come back here? Nobody else does. I said, they know I'm going to fix it. So it's just a way of doing things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And assure and provide the best services citizens deserve. They're not getting, to my opinion, the best of services. And we were
talking about
they're
definitely not getting it in North Huntsville.
Yes, right. And street sweeping could come back. We got plenty of money. We just borrowed $35 more million. And I asked the city how much we owed the bookkeeper, and she said, I couldn't believe this, and I have to sit down if I tell it. $400 to $500 million counting the utilities. That's something right there. That's scary to me. And that came from the book. Now, she's new, and I don't know if that's a fact. I'm not swearing to that. But I want
to
eliminate the
waste. That's not a figure like that. It's something that everybody should know about. Yeah, it's serious business.
It's serious, too. I'll correct
that. The main thing you got to do is find out is why and how.
Well, you know, every year the mayor's always has to borrow some money. That's a fact. We got a AAA rating, and that's a good thing. But we get money. We refinance, and every time we refinance,
you mean to tell me? I didn't mean to cut you off, but you mean to tell me that Mayor Tommy Battle got a AAA rating? He can borrow all these millions and debt for all these millions. I don't look like a dime of it. Hardly has been spent in North Huntsville.
I hope whoever
the next mayor is, to really make Huntsville great again, whoever the next mayor is, I hope they do something about North Huntsville. It's time for an economic package in North Huntsville.
If we spend a million downtown, we need to take a million up north and south.
Exactly.
Every time we got to rotate.
Exactly. And what gets me is
Didn't the city just give the shower centers about $1 million?
Yeah, they just remodeled it.
Now, why the city couldn't do $1 million worth of economic development in North Huntsville? Shit, why come showers couldn't do it? I mean, it seems like the only money coming into Huntsville is going to One Address.
But yeah, and
that address, and at that address stands the Richard Shower Center. Now, I know a few months ago, maybe a year ago at the most, but he was jumping up and down talking about where's the big announcement for North Huntsville. I mean, he made a lot of noise that it was right after Tommy Battle came out cheesing for the cameras, and he was talking about all the development, everything, packages that was coming in and stuff, but none of them were in North Huntsville. I mean, what problem does he have with North Huntsville? Because
well, see,
if you don't do nothing
problem.
There, we're going to make sure that our people know all across the state that if he'll forget North Huntsville, what is he going to do to other economically depressed neighborhoods around the state if he's doing North Huntsville like that? Now, I heard a good idea about a performing arts district. Now, that would be great. It would create jobs. It would create better communities. It would be targeted toward fixing some of these problems we got.
Mm-hmm.
About
2 years ago, I was at a meeting down there where a farmer, some guy, not a farmer, but a gentleman in Wheelcover said he remembers that meeting and that when I brought it up. This gentleman and all the elite from the Northwest Thompson on the farm, and they brought it to the council twice, two nights. And I was there, and he said, why can we not look at this property and build up this whole area? I forgot, 300 or 400 acres, I don't know, but he was willing to step out and put his money in there. I don't know who this guy Will knows. And it just died down right like that, and I thought, God, what a great deal we could do.
I know it.
He was willing, and
it.
He was able, and he had the people with him. But it died, and I never heard another word about it. Yet we go down here to...
It's because we got a mayor and a council that's not on their agenda. That's not
Thank
on their
you.
Agenda, and that's the problem. Yeah, and that's why I can just say on this radio show, you know, outside of the radio show and outside of HuntsvilleBlack.com magazine, I just manage that magazine. I'm not the owner. I'm not speaking for them. I'm speaking for myself. I would not vote for showers. The only person out of those city council districts who has a plan, and it is the Performing Arts Center. And that's Peter Proctor. He got a plan, and his whole thing is addressed around what he's going to do for the next generation. I mean, when we got politicians who can't sell you nothing, but we got you a splash pad for 3 months out of the year, that's not good, and people got to realize that. That is not good. How is a splash pad 3 years, 3 months out of a year going to fix the economic problem that your community is facing? It's crazy.
It is, because we got to take care of the people today.
Exactly.
Postpone it.
No.
We
can't give them little bitty pieces of meat too. We got to give them the whole damn roast.
But here's the funny thing. I don't know. I would not, if I was the council person sitting up there, and some of these big money deals comes out here. This big money, the pack mess comes up there. I would probably not vote for it, and I would throw it in there until you go to my area. I'm not voting for it.
Exactly. But see, that's the problem. He jumped up and down. I'm talking about showers. He jumped up and down for an announcement for economic development in North Huntsville. But then when a community place with it bearing his name, the shower center, when it gets $1 million upgrade, all of a sudden I don't hear any more screaming and jumping up and down about economic development in North Huntsville. That's why I said all the money that this mayor wants to put in North Huntsville, he's sending it to One Address.
Yeah, well, it's going
and
downtown.
He's sending money toward downtown, but if he does anything for North Huntsville, it seems like there's One Address that always gets the check. I mean, $1 million could have created all types of job programs and incubators. Man, you take $1 million and hell, I think you can buy into a church's chicken for $15,000. Now, I'm not saying get a church's chicken, but what if you had invested that type of money into some small business incubators, incubate some of these small businesses, take that money and, like you said, we should be building on those acreage, especially out there toward IOTA, like Mr. Proctor's talking about, building a performing arts community. But until this mayor, he shouldn't have any ideas of a higher office with the mess he got in North Huntsville and some of the stuff that's going on in the schools. Now, I want to ask you one thing. I want you to tell me about, I heard somebody else talk about it, talking about the new condos downtown on Holmes Avenue.
Well, I've been fussing about that, and I met this man. He's sitting beside me one night at the planning department, and I said, who are you? And he said, I'm here to put my sign up. And I said, are you Charlie Seeley? He's the one that owns the property. He's the one that owned Belt's Loft.
Okay.
Remember, we gave
them
$450,000 save the front of Belt's Loft, which is okay. But every time the city gives them some money, I think they go get a grant for that amount, too. I don't know that, but I think that you can do that. But anyway, we gave the property away next to the federal courthouse there. We gave this property to him and built a parking garage. And I've got the contract here, and I've been trying to find out if what I've been trying to tell, if somebody said, this is true, he pays $100 a year for first 20 years. And in the next 24-year renewal, he pays $144,000. I got the contract here. But anyway, and then they give him another 25-year lease. So that's about 70-something-year lease, which
a whole
they're going to have to have it for that kind of development. Yeah. But,
okay, we got a... Okay, I got a... Hold on, I got a caller.
Thank you.
Okay, caller one, you're on the line. We're here talking with Jackie Reed, a mayor candidate for Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, hello, Miss Jackie Reed. This is Sherry Saunders. How are you doing today, hon?
Hey, great. Good to hear you.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, too. I'm excited for your candidacy, and I wish that I lived inside the city limits of Huntsville, because I would vote for you as mayor of Huntsville over Tommy Battle. There are many reasons why I would do that. But one of the reasons I would do so, ma'am, is your information, your care for your community, your passion for your friends. You don't know half of the people you stand up for or that you represent, or you don't even know their names, but you stand up and you do what you do. So for that reason, I would vote for you for mayor of Huntsville, Alabama.
Thank you, hon. God bless you. Thank you. What good, kind words.
I have been watching you for many years, Jackie Reed, and I appreciate what you have done and what position you hold within this city, even though it's not an elected position. But I've never known you to miss a city council meeting, and you seem to know more about what's going on than those up on the high chairs wanting to tell us what's going on.
Well, I'd like the people to kind of know what's going on. But I really appreciate and glad to hear you're listening to what's going on. And that matters. You know, it really does. And I feel like sometimes I'm wasting my time. But God is my boss. He is my determination and power and compassion and strength. And I give him credit because I couldn't do it by myself.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
You know, sometimes it may seem like nobody's listening, but a lot of people's listening, and a lot of people look to you when they can't go down there to every meeting and they can't read every line word for word. They look to you for the information and as a way to keep those elected officials honest.
Well,
as much as you can.
That old song tells the truth. She's a woman you will love or she's a woman you will hate. A lot of people, like I said, think I'm crazy and think this and that and the other. But you know what? I don't care. I've been called a lot of things and nothing bothers me about any of that.
Should tell them? When they say you're crazy, tell them you're crazy enough to tell the truth.
Well, I like to tell the truth. And when I used to work at Ryan's, somebody would come in there and said, quit telling them you love them when you get through fussing on them. I said, look, I only get 3 minutes, but I do love them because I'm working for God.
Okay.
So
I just want to tell the people, listen, yes, it really does. And you're having an impact in the community and have been for a very long time.
Thank you.
Right after this show at 9 o'clock, coming up 9 o'clock, Jack is going to be on my other show, the Community Reinvestment Show. And that guest call-in number is 646-716-4355. We're going to continue this conversation we're having because she really has a lot to say about what's going on in Huntsville. Okay, while we have a minute, tell us about the part of Jefferson Street the parking garage, well, you were talking about that. We were talking about 75 years. I mean, they're going to get a 75.
40 years. That condo was about 75. The condos were 24 and a 25 and a 20-year lease. The condos got that. And now the Jefferson Street in Clinton, that parking garage on Jefferson Street, the lawyers begged me to fight that, and I went downtown. And the people at that bank right there, you know, that big bank on the corner where the AL.com is, my son and my works up there, and they were promised part of that parking garage when they moved down there. So when they decided, the lawyers begged me, they parked there too. But they gave that to some developers for a 40-year lease. For $14,000 a year. That is not good. And then I had a gentleman, a handicapped person, stop me on the street and said, "Miss Reed, we don't have anywhere to park, and the handicapped don't have enough parking spaces." I said, "Honey, there ain't nothing I can do. I'm still fighting that, but they've done putting retail in there. Retail has taken it." Yeah.
If they got all that to give away to these big developers, I wonder if the city owns any land in North Huntsville that they could give to somebody that's going to create a business that's going to create jobs specifically targeted for that community to help bring people out of poverty and to get people out of the projects. I wonder if the city got some land they would do something like that with, or are they only just dealing with these, giving these freebies away to these big developers?
I've never heard a word about anything, but here the city gave them $200,000. Not only give them the parking garage, they gave $200,000 up front. They called it remodeling the parking garage, but that ain't true. And then the last council meeting, they gave them $70,000 more. I said, why don't they go to the bank and borrow the money? But that's the truth. I mean, I get these leases and contracts because I have to sort of keep up with what's going on. But I think that was wrong right there. Where are they going to park? If they take up the parking garages. And, you know, it's real tight and close right through there anyway.
Yes, it is.
Well, it is. The streets are closing in on us, sort of. And then they're going to have to do for that condo down there. I think there's a $347,000 streetscape. We're going to develop the sidewalk, and we're going to do the street front for him. We've done okay, Dad. I don't have a problem if they'd lay some money on the table.
That's right. Okay, before we wrap this show up and we come back at 9 o'clock, anything you want to say about the voters in Huntsville?
Well, no, I promise you faithfully I could do that job. I'm a tough love and hard to work for, but services and doing what's right, responsible government, and be accountable, you could trust me. And I'm sure I could do the job with the people's help and God's help. We would be strong together. And Huntsville needs strong leadership, and that would be me.
That is right. And with thank you. And we'll be back at 9 o'clock on the Community Reinvestment Show. This
all
has
right,
been the Grassroots Mouthpiece.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, you love you too, and take care.
There's a lady in my hometown, Jackie Reed is her name. Keeping politicians straight is her claim to fame. She tells them when they're wrong, and she tells them when they're right. When they see her coming, she's not a welcome sight. So you better tell her the truth, she's a walking lie detector. They throw everything at her, her strength is her rejecter. Now they've all learned to say, good morning, Jackie, ma'am. I hope you're elected mayor here in Huntsville, Alabama. Jackie Reed, she stays on the case. She hits them with the hammer of truth at a rapid pace. Her questions are too much for them, they can't keep it straight. She's a lady you can love or a lady you can hate. Now Jackie's running for mayor to keep our city clean. So let's help her win the battle. She'll always intervene. For the people of our city, she gives her love and time. So Jackie, that you care, a vote of thanks would be so fine. There'll never be another like Jackie Reed. She's a dedicated citizen and she knows what Huntsville needs. She tells the city council and the school board too what our problems are and what they need to do. Jackie Reed, she stays on their case. She hits them with the hammer of truth at a rapid pace. Her questions are too much for them. They can't keep it straight. She's a lady you can love or a lady you can hate. If you want to know what our problems are, just talk to Jackie Reed. She'll tell you exactly what our city needs. Jackie does her homework before she presents her case. She's an expert at putting the city council in its place. Standing up for Huntsville is something Jackie loves, but she never gets credit for all the work she does. She volunteers lots of hours because she loves Huntsville. She's one of a kind. She's the real deal. Jackie Reed, she stays on their case. She hits them with the hammer of truth at a rapid pace. Her questions are too much for them. They can't keep it straight. She's a lady you can love or a lady you can hate. There ain't no doubt about it. Huntsville wouldn't be the same without a special lady. And Jackie Reed is her name.